You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the second day of the Hennessy meeting at Newbury. That's supported by Doncaster and Musselburgh. In the afternoon then it's an evening of all weather action at Wolverhampton and Dundalk. You'll hear every race live from 12:15pm on Racing Radio with Mick Norton, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell in the studio. But ahead of all that, joining myself, Sam Norris, to look ahead to four contests from Newbury on Friday is Chris Pimrott. How are you, Pimmers?
Very good afternoon to you, Sam. I'm very well indeed. Pleased to see a little bit of respite from the wind and the rain. And hopefully that'll just make conditions perfect for the top-class racing that we've got coming up on Black Friday and Saturday.
Yes, indeed. You look in good form. Have you been shadow boxing today to get yourself psyched up for the battle with KP?
I don't need to shadow box with a battle with him. It's always one-way traffic, as you quite likely know, Sam. The only thing I would say is tomorrow, certainly in that maiden race at Newbury, we will actually be pleased to hear Ken's thoughts on that, because there's one or two interesting ones having the first out in the season, and dare I say it, we might need Ken's help, God forbid.
You must be struggling if you're calling for Ken's help.
Yeah, indeed. My head's below the water.
Indeed, we will need his keen eye to look ahead to those maidens. That's one of the best things we get from the paddock expert, certainly, to look at those ones. We'll take a quick look ahead, though, to some of the top weekend action. We've got a great day of racing, as ever, on Saturday, and we've got the declarations out now for the Hennessy. We'll start by looking at that. This is Newbury's 3 o'clock on Saturday. Of course, Coneygree, coming out of the race, would have carried top weight. Top weight now falls to Safa Duray of Paul Nichols. Sam Twist and Davis rides that one. That's now the 7-2 favourite. 11-2 for Bobsworth. Nico de Boinville jocked up on Bobsworth now after Coneygree's withdrawal. Smad Pace is 6-1. If in doubt, 8. The Young Master, 10s. Hublon is Oboe is 12s. And his bigger prices for the rest of them, dare I say, is 17 field. A touch disappointing for the Hennessy.
Possibly a touch disappointing, but God blimey, you've got a real wealth of quality in there, that is for sure. And you try and find the winner, Young Sam. 17 and only 17, it still not will be an easy task. Obviously, Coneygree coming out of the race basically gives a lot more horses a lot more chance, because he wouldn't have got in at the weights if he'd stood his ground. So I think it actually makes for a better race, Coneygree, possibly being an absentee. And again, you've got some real nice horses. The Nichols horse, he's a lovely horse, and again, his jumping's let him down a little bit in the past, but if he gets his act together again, he's a major player. How well in his Bobsworth on his very, very best form. He's absolutely chucked in. Made a pleasing debut as well this season. So certainly he's got to be a major player. And the other horse you said was third in the betting was
Smad Place.
Yeah, no, he made a real pleasing reappearance this season, didn't he? Again, he jumps very well. He stays very well from a yard that we like in the shape of Alan King. For me, he could be a major player. All I would say is, Sam, I don't think anything 14-1 or above in the betting could possibly win the race.
Okay.
So I think it's top end of the market where you want to be looking. Okay. I may well come back to bite me in the backside that, but I don't think a big price winner will come in the Hennessy this weekend.
Interesting. So you could put a line through quite a few then in your thoughts.
If you're going below 14-1.
About 8 of them.
Yeah.
Bigger than 14s.
Yeah. So, bold statement, but we'll watch this space. But that's how I feel. 14-1 chance and over. Not likely to win the Hennessy.
Okay, fair enough. We've also got a top racing at Newcastle, of course. The Fighting Fifth, one of their features of the season. A decent field assembled for this one as well. Wicklow Brave of Willie Mullins at 6-4. Irving 3-1. 13-2 for Top Notch. Beltor is at 7-1. Identity Thief 7-1. Purple Bay 16s. And it's 20-1. For Intense Tango, unfortunately just the 7 runners, but a couple of Irish raiders coming over this, and the market fronted by Wicklow Brave, who we've seen play his trade on the flat recently as well.
Yeah, he's been playing his trade, some real competitive stuff on the flat, hasn't he? goes over hurdles again at the weekend. I just hope that the diggers are all out the way at Newcastle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to see any diggers stuck in the way or dumper trucks, forklifts, because
cranes.
Obviously they're all flat out trying to get that all-weather surface down at Newcastle. So it will be good to see jumping returning there, because I think they lost a meeting earlier on in the month because they weren't able to use the facilities to the full extent. But that should be all sorted out by the big one, the Fighting Fifth. It's the flagship race for Newcastle Racecourse over hurdles. And again, it looks like it's going to be an exciting race. At this moment in time, I tend to favour the favourite.
Wicklow Brave?
Yeah.
William Mullinson, Ruby Walsh, OK. Your thoughts then for the Fighting Fifth. Anything else you're particularly looking forward to before we move ahead to look at Friday's action?
No, I think it's all cracking stuff, isn't it? All weekend long, to be perfectly honest. So, no, I don't think there's anything I would really take out the weekend to say I'm really looking forward to that. I think you've got Newcastle, you've got the Hennessy, so there's plenty to look forward to there.
Yeah, we seldom get a disappointing Saturday once the National Hunt kicks in.
Well, again, and quite rightly so.
Yeah.
That's our main day of the week, isn't it? That's when we've got to flog it to the nation.
Yeah. If we haven't got fantastic racing on Saturday, we may as well
pack in,
pack up and go home.
Yeah.
Now,
talking about packing up and going home, have you been to see the McCoy film yet?
I've not seen it. I wanted to go and see it on Monday, but I'm going to have to wait for it to come out on DVD. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard some very, very promising comments from it.
Yeah.
So it's really good. It comes with warts and all sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to be good. I hope it just appeals to the broader spectrum rather than just
the racing
people involved
fans.
With racing, you know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I mean, who knows? I might have to wait till the 25th of December to get it.
See if Santa's kind enough to
bring it.
To grace
yeah.
you with it.
But we'll see. We'll see. But whether it's before or after, I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah. Myself included. We must move ahead then to take a look at Friday's action. It's the second day, of course, of the Hennessy meeting at Newbury, and we've got four races on the Newbury cards to take a look at on this edition of the podcast, and we start with their 130. This is the Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle Series qualifier, Class 3, over 3 miles the trip for these 13 runners. Some good sorts here, Pimmers.
Oh, this is an absolute smasher, this. A real cracker. And the thing about this is, now, Potemps have changed the qualification criteria slightly for this, whereas if you just declared to run, and even if you were a non-runner through a vet cert or self-cert, you still were able to qualify to be put in the hat for the final.
Okay.
Now you've actually got to finish in the first six in a qualifier to be then qualified to go and enter in the final at Cheltenham. So they've really sorted the wheat from the chaff there, I feel. So they're going to make the races more competitive, because rather than saying, well, we've declared so we can go to Cheltenham now, so we'll just tootle around the back, just give them a little pipe opener or whatever. Now they've really got to be there or thereabouts to get the job done, to get them into that final at the March meeting. This is a great race. I don't know where you start, really. There's so many horses coming into great form of late. Open Heart winner last time. Molly's a Diva, a winner last time. Grape Tree Flame, a winner. Sykes has won his last couple. You know, there's a real good selection of horses here. Hopefully the market will be fairly open, as far as you might even be able to get a little bit of value at 4 or 5 to 1, even with a fav to go each way, with the 13 of them being declared. And if you had to pin me down for one at an each way price, it would be the John Joe O'Neill runner, For the Fun of It. He should be a big price, this fella, tomorrow afternoon. And again, I think he could be an interesting one on the back of a slightly disappointing run on debut 17 days ago. But I just feel he could still be nicely handicapped.
OK, for the fun of it then, John Joe O'Neill and Barry Geraghty getting the pick for Pimmers then in the 130. We'll move ahead to the next race on their card, the feature race of the day on Friday. This is the 205, a grade 2 novices chase for us here. 8 runners down to contest it. 2 mile and 3 is the trip for it. Always nice to see there's a dead eight, Pim, as you can really get stuck into this one.
Well, yeah, dead eight. Good dead eight as well. Good prize money on offer. Just short of 20,000 to the winner. So lots of ticks and boxes in there. And again, some interesting players. Del Arca, The pipe runner is certainly interesting. Sammy Tegal, I think it is, Sammy Tegal, a winner last time at Huntington over 2 mile 4. He comes into this form, racing good form. You've got Maximizer that ran well in defeat at Carlisle behind Silsol on the heavy ground last time out. Three Musketeers, he ran well enough as well when he was third, again beside Sammy Tal at Huntington. Ubak's not been on the course for 945 days, so I think we can leave him out the equation, or even equation. Zero Shades of Grey, if only. He ran well enough in defeat last time out behind Southfield Royal. That was at Wetherby, but beaten 20 lengths on that occasion. And Unique, the Alan King runner, who ran well in defeat when finishing just 6 lengths and a distance behind Junction 14 at Wincanton last time out. So, interesting little race. Of the 8, I think 7 are players. But again, if you're going to nail me colours to the mast, I'm going to side with the Nichols runner, Sammy Tegal.
Sammy Tegal then getting the vote for him as in the big race of the day on Friday, Newbury's 205. We'll move ahead to the 240 now. This is a handicap chase over 2 mile and 3 furlongs. 12 runners go down for this Class 2. And again, belting prize money on offer here for a Class 2. 31 grand to the winner.
Yeah, and again, let's be right about it. It's a Grade 1 track. They should be offering good prize money. You've got representatives from all the top trainers. Hobbs, O'Neill, Tizard, Williams, Nichols, Pipe, Twiston Davis, George, Skelton. And at the top there, Kerry Lee, who's been having a great time of it as well. So, you know, top trainers represented. Where do you start? Again, another wide open contest. How long is the foot? We saw him win last time out at Taunton over 2 miles 6. Slightly shorter trip tomorrow for him, but he was a readied winner when he won at Taunton last time out. You can't leave Venetia Williams horses out at the moment. Nice one, Frankie. We haven't seen that one for 314 days, but again, has some good form in the book. Slightly disappointed last time out when we saw him at Ascot, but prior to that, he put back-to-back wins together. He could be interesting, and Venetia's had a wonderful November once again, firing in the winners there, so that could be interesting. King's Lad from the Tizard Yard, that's in great good form as well at this moment in time. And the other one I thought ran okay last time out was Monetaire, but I just think the Pipe team are just a little bit hit and miss at the moment, not quite firing on all cylinders. So although I thought Monetaire had a chance, I'm going to look elsewhere, and I'm going to hope it's a quick fire double for Nichols and Twiston Davis. How long is a foot?
Okay, how long is a foot then? Getting the pick for Pimmers in the 240. The final race coming up on today's podcast then comes up at 3:15. This is an obvious hurdle over 2.5 miles. 12 of them again. Dan's got a post there and a few coming here in really good nick, Pimmers.
Oh, this is a cracking race. And again, the winner of this could be a very exciting prospect for the rest of the season. As we spoke earlier, Sam, to be honest, and it does grieve me to say this, but this is when we really do appreciate Ken's input, because he'll be looking at these debutants thinking, have they stripped fit after their absences? Like Talk of the South, an interesting one. He hasn't run for 257 days. 1060 ran well on debut. We haven't seen that one for 229 days. So there's some one or two of these that haven't run for quite some time. By the same token, you can say that about Manila Rewards. He ran well in a defeat in an Irish point-to-point at Tallow. He's joined that very powerful yard of Nicky Henderson. And again, despite not seeing him for 292 days, he certainly could be a player as well. So those three that we haven't seen for a while could be players. And again, Ken's inspection, paddock side, will be all important there. And again, of the others that we have seen recently, Champers on Ice ran well enough, I thought, in defeat behind Chantou Village in a really competitive hurdle at Cheltenham for the big November meeting, and he gets the vote. And wouldn't it be nice if these four went in? They didn't go like the Sheena West gamble of last week, but we were all celebrating. And me saying to you, little Sam Norris, is the Champers on Ice.
Indeed. Champers on Ice. The less said about that Sheena West gamble, the better, I think.
I think we move on there.
Yeah, I think we certainly do. Champers on Ice then getting the votes in the 3:15. Just remind us, please, one more time, your four selections for the second day of the Hennessy meeting on a cracking day at Newbury.
Yeah, we're starting the Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle Series qualifier, and we're going to go for number 8 for the fun of it. In the Novices Chase, Grade 2 for the Berkshire Novices Chase, going to go with the Paul Nichols runner, Sammy Tegal, the French bred, in the Open Handicap Chase, 2 mile 3 the distance for this race. Again, Nichols and Twiston Davis. How long is a foot? And in the 3:15, I'm hoping that it is going to be Champers on Ice for all of us.
Excellent stuff. There we are, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott ahead of Friday's racing for the second day of the Hennessy meeting at Newbury. And you'll hear every race live from 12:15 on Racing Radio with Mick Norton, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capel in the studio. It's Newbury, Doncaster and Musselburgh in the afternoon, then into the evening. We're on the all-weather at Wolverhampton and at Dundalk as well. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Pimmers, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the Hennessy meeting.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.